This podcast includes unapologetic logic and reason and may not be suitable for all audiences. In a world full of nonsense, he's been called the voice of uncommon common sense. He sees the abnormal that many find normal. Author and award-winning speaker, he is Chris.
Let me start with the two biggest things going on right now. Number one, Ocasio-Cortez leads lawmakers in demanding congressional hearing after apps block trading on GameStop stocks. Why is that a story? Fascinating that nobody was willing to do anything when big tech was running amok. But now all of a sudden, whoa, they messed with stock trading. We better rein in big tech. I don't know. I have to agree with Ocasio-Cortez on this one. Big tech is out of control. I've opted off the merry-go-round like a lot of my good friends. I'm going to get ready to go to probably back to a flip phone the way things are going. I don't know. We'll see. Time will tell. I don't like to make any promises on things like that, but I'm doing what I can to wean myself away from all of it. All of it. Very important, I think, right now, support American companies, support small businesses, and that's what I intend to do. But yeah, it's very interesting to me that all of a sudden the Democrats are concerned with this control by big tech. I don't even know the full detail. Actually, I don't know any of the details of the story. I guess GameStop's stock, and there was some other stock apparently, maybe a few others that went nuts because of something that was going on Reddit and this app. And, you know, you had these small-time traders running up the value of the stock. Well, it's a problem. It's disruptive. Well, what do you say to that? What do you say? All this disruption going on. What's the cause of it? Young people. Let's blame them. Who can we blame? I don't know, but I think the tech has a lot to do with it. I really do. I think the social media, the stuff is just cancer. It really is. If you can't see that by now, I really don't know what to say. I don't get it. For those of you that were still on social media, I don't understand you. I'm not here to judge. Because I had been given the same warnings. And then finally, just one day after the election, the whole thing nonsense going on. I just, you know what? This is all a big charade, a big lie, a big mirage. Why would I want to continue to put myself? I'd be like, it's no different probably than the impact of long-term use of psychedelic drugs. Maybe I'm being a little dramatic. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but I know it's not good for you. I've been talking about it for over 3 years on this podcast. It was one of the early topics. Matter of fact, there's a very nice review on iTunes about the show that I did. What is it? Your phone is like crack cocaine or something like that? I forget. I warned of the dangers. Didn't even follow my own advice then. So it's not for me to judge anybody. I'm just telling you, I would start walking away from the digital footprint. I really would. I don't see it getting any better. Problem is stock market going crazy. I didn't even look. I don't watch the stock market day to day. I'm not close enough to retiring. So the other big story, so this is crazy, right? The stock market, it's affected global markets, and it just got nuts. And then Ocasio-Cortez is going to lead the world to safety from the power grab by big tech. So rest easy, Americans. We've got this in the hands of the right person to do just that. So the other big story, this is part of it. Where is the story? Where'd it go? That's right. I don't need this. Okay, never mind. Disregard. I've heard two different versions of this story. I forgot. Now I remember. The two different versions of this came out. On one hand, saying, Trump has no interest in a third party, is committed to being actively involved in the Republican Party, which is interesting. So then this article came out that he had this meeting with Representative Kevin McCarthy from California Republican, How many of those are there? And he's the House Minority Leader at this point. And here he's down Mar-a-Lago, right? Mar-a-Lago is not Trump's place. Yeah, Mar-a-Lago, down there having a meeting with Trump. You get this big picture of him down there, beautiful picture. So Trump here is still, you know, meeting with people and involved in the Republican side, which has got to be a real punch in the face to, say, Mitch McConnell. I don't know. But what is Trump really doing here? I mean, the fact that he's making warm and fuzzy with the House Minority Leader, is that of much consequence? I don't know. The article here in the Epoch Times, reporting on the article, the meeting in Mar-a-Lago, they say that they discussed, first of all, the number one priority, that taking back the House for Republicans in 2022. Did not discuss a strategy or what candidates to promote. Trump's popularity has never been stronger than it is today, says his team, and his endorsement means more than perhaps any endorsement at any time. Trump will work with McCarthy on boosting the GOP in-house races. Do you agree with that? What's your opinion of that right now? And I, you know, this has been a fine line for me in saying, you know, what do we discuss here in terms of Trump? And I've had to just, for a lot of different reasons, put it in the container of he's gone. You know, he's out of government, at least. And here we are, a full week and one day after Inauguration Day, and arguably, you know, the biggest headline of the day is about Trump, not Biden. Right? It's not Biden's political influence. Although, I'm sure there's plenty. Don't discount that. Biden's been around a long time. Don't underestimate your enemies, they say. I haven't talked to one person that has told me that they're supportive of Biden. Not one. Certainly no Republicans and no Democrats. I would love to hear from somebody who's supportive of Biden. Tell me what it is that you support about Biden, because nobody else seems to be getting it. So Trump wants to work with McCarthy. Trump wants to work with the Republicans that they can take back the House in 2022. What do you say to that? Good, bad, indifferent. Trump, it's being reported a little differently. The two versions I'm hearing, one, he has no interest in a third party. And then the other report was that he's committed till 2022 of supporting Republicans. Who knows what to say about any of that? I don't know. We're just going to have to see how things unfold, I suppose. What's Trump going to do for these Republican candidates? Is he going to be able to attract talent for that, people that are interested in doing it? And it's just, it's a lot of details here that I think are going to be interesting to see, interesting to watch as time goes on. There's still a pending conspiracy theory, several, some of them very plausible. I honestly would not be at all surprised if some giant news bomb, how's that for a new term? Everybody else exaggerating everything. I don't know. Trump's involved in politics. He's saying he doesn't have no interest in the third party. What kind of deal was made? What's the thinking? Well, he's a private citizen. He has no obligation to tell us. I don't hear any vision. I don't hear any, you know, strong candidates. The Republican Party, I guess we could hope for the best. I don't know what to say. There's just nothing there for me to really even bite into. I said, you know, I'm not trying to drive, third party. I'm not. It's a means to an end. What is the end? What do we want? I mean, I've asked a million times, and I think part of the struggle for the politicians, and partly a big reason why we see what we see, is there really is, and people don't know what they want. It's what they don't want. And in politics, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So they've just learned to play it to their advantage. I don't know who you point the blame at. Does it really matter? what I'm trying to say is I don't know how you fix what's going on in any other way but to make some kind of a radical change. And if we don't plan a radical change that's productive and moving in the direction that we want, I'd be even more afraid that it's going to be a radical change in some other direction, wouldn't you say? But regardless, where we are today, we've got basically a two-party system as it stands. Here's some of the comments. Well, people, I'm not going to read you these comments because it's kind of boring, but there's definitely a lot of support for Trump, silent and otherwise. So I don't know that Trump getting involved in politics, you know, throwing his weight behind the Republican Party and working to rebuild the Republican Party, is that going to be a concerted effort to do that? I don't know. I mean, they basically, it's the Republicans that ran him out of the White House. But the other thing to keep in mind, and maybe why Democrats are so nervous, and you see some of the things going on, that we keep thinking in the direction of these conspiracy theories, but maybe the reality is that they're afraid of Trump on the loose out of office. They have zero control over him. Zero. Even if they impeach him. He can't stop what he's doing. And it makes him very dangerous. And I'll tell you, there's a lot that a citizen can do that a president can't. I know it sounds kind of funny. I mean, of course you can make the argument vice versa. But he's pretty much free to do what he wants. And that creates a very interesting proposition on a lot of different fronts. Capitol Police Chief says that the Capitol needs a permanent wall. You're telling me that security isn't good enough at the Capitol? This is the era that we're in, that the Capitol's going to be walled off? Where was this other article I wanted to get into here? Donald Trump not retiring. Here's another report. It's like, boom, spread, Trump news. Yeah, here we go. Armed protesters begin to gather at the Michigan State Capitol. New York Post. This is a big deal. Did you see the terror alert that came down? I assume that it was basically fake. I don't know. But not fake, but overblown, I guess you could say. And so these armed protesters showed up in Michigan, handful of them, right-wing militias, about 20 protesters, including members of the anti-government Boogaloo movement. Began together outside the state capitol shortly after noon. The planned demonstration to protest President Trump's re-election loss comes amid heavily heightened security in Lansing in the wake of the January 6th siege on the U.S. Capitol. The selfie siege, that's what we should call it. A member of the Boogaloo Boys, an anti-government group, speaks to members of the press in front of the Capitol building. And you got a guy standing here with a interesting dress, helmet, and some kind of a AK or AR platform. Looks like an AK frame on there. Anyway, whatever. It makes for great news, right? Guys and guns, scary. They'll use it as the reasoning why we need more gun laws, and the whole thing will backfire. Bill, the hell's his name from Microsoft? What's his name? I'm drawing a blank right now. Is it here in front of me somewhere? Bill Gates. There you go. Bill Gates and Fauci, Dr. Fauci. There's this theory going on around them. I don't really know the Fauci tie exactly. There's a lot of different stuff. But Bill Gates, you know, everybody's wondering, like, how did he get involved in this virus stuff? And I was listening to this thing, and it's pretty interesting, really. And I'm not saying I believe it. I'm not saying I don't believe it. But it's kind of fascinating. You know, look at this. You know, how do you think Bill Gates made his money? And they're basically saying because of the viruses. And to most people, like, what do you mean? And I've been saying it for years. I'm like, who makes all these computer viruses? The computer companies. Like, it creates their own, right? Computer, internet security, getting your data stolen, the fear, right? It works. And you're getting your software upgrades. And look at what's happened. Bill Gates, the master of the subscription plan. they stopped, you know, I guess you can still get it, but, you know, why spend $500 for a disk with Office, Windows, Microsoft Office on it? It preloaded on the computer and for $59.99 a year, subscription plan. So despite the fact that there really hasn't been any meaningful changes in the Microsoft suite, arguably, I know, but basically the software still functions the same as it did in 95, okay? We just keep paying to upgrade every year. Why? Security, safety, or because of the viruses. And so in Bill, this is fascinating, right? So in Bill Gates' world, what do you do? What's a virus? What do you do? To change it, you change the code. So that's what he wants to do. He just wants to get you on a subscription plan. You get a shot every year. I don't know, you know, whatever he's doing with the vaccine, but, you know, put you on the subscription plan. And I can see this whole thing unfolding, literally, that they're going to have this yearly shot that is part of government-funded healthcare and makes people like Bill Gates very wealthy. And there may be some positives to come out of it. I'm sure there will. And there'll likely be some negatives, too. And nobody will know what hit them. And meanwhile, we'll be looking back, scratching our heads, going, oh, this healthcare is so expensive. I don't know. That's the theory. Do I believe it? I don't know. Sounds plausible. Novavax says their coronavirus vaccine is 89% effective. They have no clue. How effective is it? What's the new one? What are they calling the new one? The super duper? The super duper South American super spreader virus? How many times can we put super? Men caned 77 times for having sex in Indonesia. Gay men, I'm guessing. Is that what that is? Yeah, around the world, this is Muslims. Two men in Indonesia's conservative province were publicly caned 77 times. I'm guessing caning hurts. What is that? Is it getting whacked in the back? After neighbors reported them to Islamic religious police for having sex. Dozens of people witnessed the caning. It's the third time. It's the only province in Indonesia to practice Sharia law and has caned people for homosexuality since the Islamic law was implemented in 2015. But Trump's a homophobe. That's the biggest problem that we have. YouTube, listen to this. YouTube deletes videos from Senator Ron Johnson's channel. Now you know why I took the podcast down off of YouTube. Senator Hawley says his goal was never to overturn the election. I'm not sure what that means. Are Republicans really backpedaling now to say that the election was not stolen? Was it or wasn't it? Why don't we know? Why is it still a question? Nobody believes anything anymore. Social media users abandoned Twitter over Facebook. This is according to a survey. I wonder what the stats are. I've been wondering about this. An Epoch Times reader survey of more than 3,200 social media users found that many people have moved away from certain platforms, most commonly Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. The most common reasons for quitting the platforms were censorship and bias, including the censorship of former President Trump. Yeah, people don't agree with the censorship. That's where I'm at. Why? It goes much deeper than the banning of Trump. First of all, this has been going on. I mean, it's still going on, right? What was the senator's name I said? Ron Johnson. What is in the videos that he has that YouTube's going to take him down? Then they're stopping stock trading, that they're going to act as what? Overseers of the stock market now? I mean, how much power are we giving to this mysterious boogeyman, big tech, and why? I don't know. I'm pulling back. I don't want to have anything to do with it. I think it's a cesspool. It's a foundation that's going to only lead to destruction, in my opinion. So buyer beware. Choose at your own peril. Millions in China's, I don't know how to pronounce this, Tangluya City, stuck indoors as food supplies run out. Tangluya City. After the sudden lockdown of Tangluya City in China's northeastern Zhejiang province, food supplies have become a major problem for its 2.3 million residents. That's a big city, by the way. Due to the local government's extreme COVID-19 lockdown measures, many residents confined to their homes are running out of food. Currently, all the food supplies are distributed and delivered to households by community volunteers. The Epoch Times spoke with some of these volunteers who revealed that the situation was like what the situation was like inside the city. Tangluya has already tested all residents for COVID-19 three times so far, but many are still required to stay inside their homes. This is unbelievable. One resident said that the government began to seal off her community on January 15th, about a week before the official announcement, locking people in their homes. A volunteer who sorts vegetables for delivery said in an interview that people are not allowed to go downstairs or go out of their building, and their food is delivered by community or neighborhood volunteers. What the hell's going on? The volunteers' movements are also restricted. These people are imprisoned, as they're not allowed to walk from neighborhood to neighborhood. They're generally arranged to do deliveries around the communities they live in. For the volunteers who are doing logistics support and vegetable sorting, they have a special pass and can go out. Some volunteers don't have a pass, so they're not allowed to leave their neighborhood. They can only work inside the community. You'll see that volunteers are using their own private cars for food delivery because the government cannot provide any transportation. I'm not going to keep going through the whole thing. Check out the Epoch Times. I subscribe to Epoch Times, and they're one of the independent news agencies that I feel provides independent reporting, and so I like to support that with my subscription dollars, if you will. Listen, I'm not a subscription guy. There's a reason why there's no subscription to this podcast. I hope to keep it that way. I never really put it this way. I fought it off for a long time. I said, why should I have to subscribe, you know? But the business model has changed. For the longest time, you basically had the media, print, radio, whatever, TV, that it was supported and paid for by the advertisers. Well, then, of course, came along cable TV, and they had it both ways, which is a really sweetheart deal. But now it's gotten even better for these big companies. They can have it three different ways. They can, like, put commercials in the commercials. I'm not kidding. You know, like brands will pay to, like, have their stuff featured in certain movies and whatnot. No, I'm not kidding. You don't think that it's not predetermined whether the actors drink Coke or Pepsi in the movie? Many times it's paid for space. So anyway, as far as, you know, broadcasting and TV and politics and whatnot, it was always paid for by the advertisers. Cable came along. That was a subscription plan. But then over the years, as you've had big names like Glenn Beck, what's his name? The no spin guy, drawing a blank. They started spinning off of these big channels, wanted to go at it their own. They have these subscription sites, which is pretty interesting. Some are doing like a hybrid. Ben Shapiro, he's another one. Now, I don't know if Ben Shapiro's on the radio or not. I don't think he is. I think he's straight podcast. Kind of phenomenal when you think about it. He's another one, built a big name. Bongino, I don't think Bongino's on the radio. I think he's podcast only. Bongino, what's he doing? He's got sponsor support. I don't know where all his money comes from there. I guess sponsor support, but I don't hear a ton of sponsors. Somehow, I guess they keep things going. I don't know. Maybe it's not a very expensive operation he's got. Probably not, which is another benefit. I mean, he's not in that sense, as far as his podcast goes, not really much different than I. He's got a producer and they probably do some other things. But he's involved in other big things. There's got to be a certain level of overhead. I guess Bongino.com, advertising space on there, probably does well for him. Yeah, okay, makes sense. Probably making more money off of that than anything. I don't know. Philadelphia Inquirer op-ed says, is it wrong to compare Trump to Hitler? No. There's like 15 things I could say. I think it would just probably be best I left that sit there all by itself. What do you say? Anyway, I started to say about the advertising. So things kind of shifted. You had some big names. The subscription model is very attractive to the subscribee, I guess you'd say. Right? Selling subscriptions. It's a dream. You know, that's what remember the 13 CDs for a penny? Remember those days? That's what that was. It was a subscription plan. Maybe I should do that. 13 podcasts for a penny. Little do you know that, you know, when you order that for a penny, you're getting one every month for, you know, the low, low price of $479. Nah, whatever, you know, they keep it small because they go, well, okay, I'll support it for the $15. I like the CD. It's a lot of CD, you know, you keep just the volume of it. But there were subscription plans. That's what people did. So I always just, you know, kind of thought of subscriptions as a boon for, you know, the person who's selling the subscriptions. But in most cases, and not 100%, bottom line is we've always been very limited in my support of subscriptions, personally, my personal spending habits. But things have changed now. And that's mainly that, you know, whatever dynamic you want to blame, and I think there's several that have shifted, that we just don't have a reliable news media. The only way we're going to get that is through independent news like Epoch Times, Saturday Evening Post. I subscribe to. I can't really comment on the Saturday Evening Post yet, but anyway, I've just got a little different view of subscriptions there, and I do support the Epoch Times. I hope you'll consider doing the same. I don't know. I think it's pretty fascinating, this Reddit stock story, GameStop stop story. I just got a text here from my brother Kevin out in Colorado. He said, the GameStop story is awesome. The Reddit people got together and bought three failing stocks. GameStop, BlackBerry, and KOSS. I'm not familiar with KOSS, KOSS. They bought so much stock that the stock prices spiked way up. A bunch of hedge funds that were shorting those stocks lost a ton of money. That's pretty phenomenal. But now Congress is going to investigate that, huh? Yeah. How many pension funds just got killed in that? You could do a whole podcast series, a whole 1,000 episodes probably, related to what goes on in the stock market and how corrupt it is. I would say completely. I don't know. I think people would be surprised. Police arrest armed man near the U.S. Capitol. U.S. state of South Carolina confirms two cases of the South African COVID-19 variant. What'd they call it? They're called like the super duper pooper virus. Kevin also said there's a big testing center near him. He's never seen a single car there. We saw the same thing here. Oh, there's got to be cars from New York to Baltimore coming here. It's going to be traffic Armageddon. Nobody showed up. I saw that happen when the Pope was in Philadelphia, by the way. It's amazing how things get overblown. Well, they do it. Well, we have to plan ahead. Well, it is, because stuff like that gets out of control. You could have a really big problem. So you got to kind of plan on the worst case scenario. I don't know. The dark reality behind Saudi Arabia's utopian dreams. Who's the reporting on this? Somebody anti-Saudi Arabia. To the rest of the world, Saudi Arabia may look like a quasi-medieval kingdom where women still struggle for basic rights, where bearded clerks run the courts and where convicts are routinely beheaded by sword in public. But the Saudi monarchy, like its neighbors in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, has long cherished dreams of leapfrogging into a high-tech future. Yeah, well, seems like the rest of the world does too. I don't know about you. I'm leapfrogging off of the high-tech future train, okay? I don't want anything to do with it. And you know, what is it? Am I getting old? Am I getting cynical? Is it both? How about you? You gonna stay tied to that stuff? Biden abolishes the offensive 1776 project. Unity and healing must begin. So they're going to go back to the Biden-Obama era Muslim law type way of looking at things. And this is what's led to many problems in colleges, for one, as the rules of evidence and people being able to face their accusers and many other things that they've done under this guise of diversity and sensitivity training. More harm to the country. There you go. Who's supporting Biden again? No, it was just the hatred of Trump. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people can continue to watch what's going on and not be more and more concerned about it. And to think that the answer is the Republican Party. You know, I'm looking at all the headlines here. I'm trying to give you a snapshot of what's going on right now. All right? I'm giving you the big stuff. You know what's going on with COVID. It's a mess, a complete mess. Trump, I guess, is saying he's committed to staying a Republican at least for now. Which is really funny to me. What did I say yesterday? The Republican National Committee said that they weren't gonna acknowledge him. What's going on? So what? It's better to have this fake unified Republican Party. Somehow that's gonna get us in a direction that we want to go. Or what? A Republican candidate that everybody can appreciate for some kind of leadership to the Republican Party? I don't think people really understand what we're talking about when we talk about the Republican Party. I really don't. I think people are genuinely clueless. I think people have a lot of Republican, a lot of like grassroots, middle class American Republicans. I don't think a lot of times they realize some of the backstabbing and nasty stuff that goes on in the Republican Party. Some do, the ones that are involved in it directly. But it's plenty of problems there. It's not just through the Democrat Party. And, you know, look, I think that's as big of an issue for a topic of discussion in the whole third party or not discussion. There's a serious problem with leadership. There's a serious problem attracting leadership. And leadership isn't even the best way to put it. It's attracting good representation, people that are actually going to represent the American people for a change. I don't know, Kevin McCarthy, great, he's meeting with Trump, and Trump gives him the thumbs up, and yahoo, yippee-yay. What does it mean to me? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. What direction do they have? What vision do they have? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Trump looks great in the photograph. I'm happy about that. I hope he's enjoying himself. Listen, if you were a strong Republican tender looking at the way Trump got treated, would you want to sign yourself up for that? If you were worth a couple of billion bucks, right? If you're a tell-it-like-it-is billionaire, do you put yourself in the situation that Trump was in? Not many people would do it. Not many people at all. Can you blame them? And we allowed this to go on. And it's going to be a fight to undo it for many, many years. Jen and I talk about this a lot. You know, when you look at the damage done by this leftist ideology, left unchecked, to be fair and balanced here. Remember when that's what made Fox News attractive? It's like the gentleman of talk radio, old school talk radio. That was my original thought for Mark. You can't sell that fair and balanced. Kill. That's all people want to hear. That's all they want to hear. They just want to get riled up. Fight. Rage and fear. That's what it is right there. How do I stir up rage and fear? They're coming for the guns. Right? Biden's going to crack down on automatic weapons or semi-automatic weapons, which is all weapons, basically. But, you know, whatever the headline reads, you know. It's for two things, to instill fear and rage. And that's part of the reason why I let go of social media, cable news, and a variety of other things. I'm tired of feeling fake rage and fake fear. It's like we've become these test rats. And let me tell you something else, by the way. I skimmed over that story about China and the lockdowns. Does anybody remember back to about March of last year? We were kind of in the thick of COVID, and I was talking about, and I had a different perspective. I had a very different perspective. Like a lot of people, I was fooled as well early on. But one of the things that I said that turned out to be very true, I said, watch what happens in China. I think it was about eight or 10 weeks behind China. 8 to 10 weeks behind China. So will we see these very draconian lockdowns 8 to 10 weeks behind China? Fortunately, you know, the elections, still the political pressure is something that still has some value in this country. Apparently not in China. Or the people willingly do it there? I don't know. What are they telling those people there? They've tested the whole province 3 times, 2.5 million people. Isn't that the number I gave you? Locked down. That's a country. South African variant. Yeah, this is all spinning out of control fast. More and more variants. Constitutional or not, chances of a Trump conviction in the Senate are extremely low. Are they still going forward with it? What they do? They delayed it. It's going to fizzle out. It's just going to fade away quietly. Governments should request personal data transparently, not buying it, according to a cybersecurity expert. Fascinating. Fascinating that our government's buying data. Doesn't mean that it's used for nefarious purposes. And the problem is that this data is collected in the first place. You know, there's this thing, the right to be forgotten. It's something that came up in Europe. And I think many European countries have passed that if you want your stuff deleted, they have to delete it completely and permanently. Facebook to stop putting politics in people's news feeds. Do you know I've said this at least 2 years ago? Maybe there's hope after all. Not what I thought, of course. Facebook to stop recommending political groups to users. A very misleading headline there. Well, it's still a good idea. I think they should just cut. It's just not an appropriate place for politics. You say, well, it's freedom of speech. I get it. I just, you know, look, you don't curse in a church and you don't sing hymnals in a bar. It's just places where one thing's appropriate or not. And I'll tell you the problem. One of the problems with social media, you're not going to have an intelligent conversation in 130 characters or less or whatever it was. Right? You just get this bickering, rage and fear. Public schools in Iowa teaching transgenderism to preschoolers. Rage and fear. I seriously doubt this is what you're thinking. Sponsoring a Black Lives Matter week of action that includes teaching transgenderism to children as young as 4. Interesting. Queer, maybe I'm wrong. Queer affirming, trans affirming. Black Lives Matter at school guiding principles, which include the following. Black villages. This is what they're gonna teach kindergartners? We're committed to disrupting the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. I don't know about you. It makes me want to have more kids when I hear talk like this. Rage and fear, rage and fear. Is anybody really listening to this nonsense? Is anybody saying, hey, you know, I was going to have kids, but then I was looking at the Black Lives Matter platform, and you're like, yeah, some people do. Well, between you and I, maybe it's best that they not have kids anyway. You know what I mean? I don't know. Let's just leave well enough alone, shall we? Well, honey, I was going to have a few more children, but after considering Black Lives Matter plan to disrupt the Western nuclear family, I'm going to have to ask you to see yourself to the door. Nobody's doing that. Nobody gives a hoot what these idiots say. It's just rage and fear, rage and fear. Easy to do on the internet. Black Lives Matter teaches transgenderism in public schools. Whatever. She's going to find out sooner or later. Don't worry, I'll tell her the truth. What else is going on? Poland bans most abortions. Biden reestablishes ties with the Palestinian Authority. Who claims it's too early to know if the coronavirus originated in China? European Union worries anti-lockdown violence could spread. I'll leave you with this, and we'll cut out of here a little earlier. And I got a couple things to leave you with, actually. There's a lot of unrest around the world. COVID craziness, lots of chaos, political chaos and others. Otherwise, I've been saying for a long time, I highly recommend that you prepare yourself and your family. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, Tuesday is lights out. I don't see that happening. But the risk of disruption to services is high. And I think there's a term, what's it called? Convergence of something. But disasters, whether they're on a micro scale or a macro scale, meaning you or your community, they tend to be a convergence of more than one thing that happens at a particular time. So, for example, let's say a bad storm comes in and knocks out power in your area. In a particular area that happens to be serviced by a water pump, okay? And then there's a big fire, and there's no electric to run the pump. And then, you know, so what are the things that happen? Power outage, a fire, the pump goes out. But of course, the town had plans for this, so they had a backup truck. But because the old man who drove it last, and the, you know what I mean? You end up with this 17 different factors that you're like, holy cow, how's that happen? And then meanwhile, you know, a couple people or families tragically die or whatever the case might be. And, you know, you say, what the hell does that have to do with me? Well, my point is that you would, I believe, in this time of chaos, and I'm not alone in this. There's many, many people feel much more strongly about this than I do, by the way. They feel this deep concern for where we're at, and that it feels like I literally wouldn't be surprised on any given day to wake up and get some kind of catastrophic news. I really wouldn't. Look, I don't have any inside scoop. I'm not trying to get you to panic. What I am saying to you is, you know, what do you think it would be to have a couple of gallons of water on hand, a little bit of food, making sure that you have heat? You know, what are your areas of vulnerability? What if you did have to protect yourself? And I'm not talking to get about, you know, a civil war scenario. I'm just saying, look, what if the police weren't available? And that's a huge one. Huge. And you look at places like Mexico. And obviously, a lot of this is situational depending on where you are. Anyway, I'm not going to go on and preach to you. All I'm saying to you is this, and I know a lot of you already have, it makes sense in this era to have some preparation. When I was growing up as a kid, it was normal. You know, we were coming out of the Depression era where people had also learned these valuable lessons. Don't take for granted that this 24-hour convenience that we enjoy today is going to be there every day after tomorrow, because you're asking a lot at this point. Anyway, that's one thing I wanted to mention. I'm not going to keep beating the horse because I think it just gets old, but I've been keeping you up to date a little bit on me getting in shape. I've been staying the journey. It's going well. Listen, the diet, lean protein the size of your fist, and as much raw vegetables as you can eat. And that's it. Multivitamin, omega-3, D supplement. I use an appetite suppressant over the counter and a metabolism booster. I don't necessarily recommend that. And I don't use them as directed, by the way. I don't abuse them. I use them much less than directed. I only use them to get over the hump. When you're cutting your calories, cutting your carbs, getting into ketosis, sometimes a side effect of that is you get tired. And I have a lot to do. I don't have time to be tired. And so I'm taking the metabolism booster, which has a pretty big kick of caffeine in there. And the same with the appetite suppressing. It says to take it twice a day. I take it like once every other day or something, just as needed. I've got my calories cut down very low, under 1,500 a day. And I've been walking every day and doing some dumbbell, and I have exercise bands and body weight exercises. It's been phenomenal. In 3.5 weeks, I'm down over 20 pounds. I'm losing like a pound a day, almost a pound a day. No joke. And don't tell me at 20 pounds, it's all water weight. And I don't look, it's gone one way or the other. You know, if I just went and started eating cheese steaks tomorrow, you know, would the weight rebound? I would imagine pretty much so, but I'm not planning on doing that. I'm going to stay the course. Anyway, it's going really well. I feel great. I know I look better, which is good for me on a lot of fronts. I feel great. That's the big thing. I got a lot of energy doing a lot of walking. I did, 40 miles of walking, 2 miles a day. That's all. And I feel great. I recommend you do something for yourself. You know, in these crazy times, it's mentally, emotionally taxing. And if you can work yourself out of that, doing something constructive, doing something good for you, a couple of things are going to happen, because it's happening to me. Number one, you feel better, which is phenomenal in a time when most people aren't feeling very good right now. But also to be able to stand out, because everybody else is gaining weight and really letting themselves slide. Don't let it be you. It's great. I mean, I can see it. The people I'm around, you know, I go, man, I didn't realize. And now I'm like, man, I'm the energetic guy. And, you know, it shows. It's just in my attitude and the bounce that I have. You know what I'm talking about. So it's all good stuff. Maybe something for you to think about over the weekend. I'd like to think about yourself and what you could do to, if you haven't already, map out a little bit of plan for 2021. You know, committed yourself to reading 3, 4, 5 books on a specific subject. 3 books on one subject. Do you realize how much knowledge you would gain, whether it's for you professionally or something with your family and your relationships, or learning more about nutrition and fitness, something that would help your work, or one of those things that you always wanted to do? 3 books. Could you read 3 books between now and the end of the year? Of course you could. Go buy them right now. Put them on your nightstand. Read a few pages tonight. Spend 10 minutes doing it. Get up tomorrow. Do a couple of stretches. Prepare your food a day in advance. And you start taking on these little habits. And over time, it's just, you're going to find, and I'm going to just keep you abreast of the journey. I've gone down this path plenty of times. I live my life pretty cyclically. And I've had to get in shape many, many times before. And, you know, every time I say it's going to be the last time, I don't know. I'm not going to say that this time. We'll just take it as it comes. But listen, I'll take you on the path. But you're going to find, I was just thinking the other day, you know, once I get really tuned in, I wouldn't be surprised if I write 2 more books while I'm doing this. You watch. We'll see. I don't really have that fresh in mind. I am working on another book right now. But anyway, listen, take care of yourself. What can you do to make 2021 the best year that it can possibly be? It might not be the best year of your life. Might not even be a good year overall, but what can you do to make the best of it? Time slips away quickly. We all have the same clock. Me, you, Donald Trump, everybody, it's the same clock. And Father Time is relentless on all of us. I said this to my son. He's finished college. He's waiting to leave for the Air Force. I said, don't waste this time. It's a very important time in your life. And the same applies for you. And the same applies for me. And this is what I decided. I said, no. I can't have this. I don't have time to waste. I got too much to do. Something to think about over the weekend. God willing, I sure hope to be back on Monday. I sure hope to see you there. In the meantime, make it a great weekend.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.